This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
We are a resistance. The country got taken over by foreign interesting globalists. They brag about it. China says, hey, we'll tell you what movies you can put out. Mexican president says, you apologize to me. You filthy Americans. The Pope comes here and has 200-foot walls around his house, but you know we can't have walls. We're a joke. And then Joe Biden apologizes to Mexico. And we've got everybody lined up against Trump. I want to come back in the next segment and go to some calls. We have the Trump insider, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, in studio with us right now. His two new books, bestsellers, available in hardback, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30% off, never done a sale like this, and free shipping, only running till Monday, and that's on his books, too. Take advantage of this. Plus, his books are selling out, by the way, on our site. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to take calls, but I want to just ask you, as a guy that's worked inside, was it three, four administrations at the highest levels, worked on 9 campaigns. We've always had elites. We've had boss hogs. Nobody's perfect. But the old elites wanted a prosperous country so they could skim more off the top. Nobody's perfect. I'm not, you know, an idiot. But they still loved America. They love their kids and their grandkids. The elites we have now hate bitter clingers. They hate men. They hate prosperity. They hate language. They hate freedom. What would you call this elite and the liberals that want to control speech? I call them cult leaders, like Jim Jones cult leaders. I mean, I don't know how else to describe what they're doing to our kids. This is a pack of scum. I'm not trying to be nasty. They're just the worst people the world's ever seen. Who are these people? You've been there. You've watched the de-evolution. Who are these people, and who are the Republicans that work with them?
Well, they're traitors. I think that's the key word. And the good news is, look, we've got them on the run. I don't want to act like Harry Truman, but here's one of the proudest moments of my life. Bush drops as field narrows. We drove him out of this race. Why? By exposing his family's profiteering and their treason.
And he pledged to never quit.
Never quit.
But was the holy water and the giant silver cross and high noon when Trump came out and said, you let 9/11 happen, you attacked the wrong country, and I'm going to release those pages.
And what he's really afraid of is the fact that there were 28 individual complaints or tips from Floridians about many of the hijackers training and preparing for their
mission
in Tampa, Florida. So the Florida Department...
And then he let them fly out. They all left in Florida. The Bin Ladens all flew to Florida
for
3 days, met. They protected them with the state police, and they took off. They made their getaway under Bush's wings.
That makes Jeb Bush an accessory in the attack on 9/11. And he was afraid, and this is all in my book, he was afraid that Donald Trump would go there.
Look at that headline. Trump insider. Bush's accessory on 9/11. And it's true, and it's sensational, and we can destroy them. They want to intimidate us all day? Let's get in the arena with Donald Trump. That's why I admire Donald Trump. I've been in the arena at a lesser level and of the danger. You're in the arena. You're in danger, no doubt, that all the death threats you get. And we're just saying, you know what? Screw you. Go to hell. You want it. You got it. We're going up against you.
Yo, just last week, a reporter who's a friend of mine asked Jeb Bush about my book, and he said, Roger Stone's crazy. Boy, they didn't think I was crazy when they asked me to go to Miami-Dade in 2000 and take care of the recount for them. Which I did, by the way, greatest regard of my life.
I remember seeing you on TV.
I thought that he would actually be a compassionate conservative. I have to admit, until I began the research for my book on the Kennedy assassination, I never really realized how evil the Bushes were. I knew that they were self-dealers. I knew that they were crony capitalists. I knew they weren't conservatives. I'm from Connecticut. I fought them back in the day. I had no idea of the enormous scope of the theft and the evil. people say to me, how can you criticize George H.W. Bush? He's a war hero. Really? That's not what the guys on his plane say.
No, he punched out. He punched out.
And let others die. So he...
Stay there. This is epic. I want to come back and give you the floor to start back over with this without me interrupting and just get in. Because every time I mean, I knew who you were when I met you years ago, and obviously knew you were high-powered, but the more I researched you, you've been involved in everything. You're such an insider to now turn against him in the last decade. I can only salute Roger Stone for his courage, folks. They are scared to death of this man. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. And they're scared of you, too.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Bubbling on the back burner of global public consciousness sits nothing less than an orchestrated full-scale invasion of cultures. AFP reports, as of Tuesday morning, 102,547 people had arrived in Greece, while another 7,507 had arrived in Italy since the beginning of the year. Last year, the 100,000 mark was only topped during summer. IOM spokesman Itai Variri told reporters, an estimated 35,000 migrants and refugees have reached the Greek islands so far in February alone, adding that nearly half of them were Syrians and a quarter were Afghanistan, while another 17% were from Iraq. Once they reach Greece, almost all attempt to move on, he said, adding that we understand that an estimated 26,000 have already passed the Greek border in February alone. Nearly 20,000 Afghans have arrived in Greece by sea so far this year, along with nearly 31,000 Syrians and more than 12,000 Iraqis. As Europe plummets into chaos, Norway threatens to abandon the Geneva Convention, and for good reason. Kurt Nimmo writes, "The failure of the borderless Schengen area scheme implemented by the European Union has prompted Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg to warn her country will abandon the Geneva Convention and close the border if Sweden collapses." Solberg added, "The rejection of the EU Schengen area will be imposed in the event that it all breaks down, that the flow of refugees just comes, and they all end up in Norway. Because we're at the top of Europe, Norway is the end point." In October, Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström said the tidal wave of immigrants entering the country has destabilized the government and placed an immense burden on its socialist system. In response, the government has looked abroad to borrow money and is now considering hiking taxes on citizens to pay for the influx. Wallström said, "I think most people feel that we cannot maintain a system where perhaps 190,000 people will arrive every year. In the long run, our system will collapse." But those voices have been muted as the clampdown on the public consensus in Europe is escalating. RT reports German police have reportedly launched an investigation into the cops who leaked internal reports of mass harassment and assaults on New Year's Eve in Cologne to the media. The German press only learned about the outrageous sex attacks 4 days after the incidents. Cologne police recently launched an investigation to find those who had spread the secret information without permission. The authorities are determined to find out how internal police reports became public. Meanwhile, back in the United States, the Daily Caller reports the Obama administration will no longer ban immigrants with 3 sexually transmitted diseases and bacterial infections from entering the country, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. The Department of Health and Human Services announced the rule January 26th, and it goes into effect on March 28th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention decided to remove chancroid, granuloma inguinal, and lymphogranuloma venereum from the list of inadmissible diseases for an immigrant seeking to enter the country. The Obama administration estimates that the change would not cost more than $100 million. In President Barack Obama's first year in office, the Department of Health and Human Services decided that HIV was no longer a communicable disease of public health significance. Obama's endangerment of the American people knows no bounds. Keeping tabs on the unyielding invasion of immigrants with the sole purpose of eliminating European culture and reducing the United States to a third world country has gradually become a distant talking point. John Bound for Infowars.com.
And we are back. That special report is really scary. Europe is now on the verge of collapse. France is saying that. Sweden is saying that. The highway system in France has over 1 million people living on the highways. This is mainstream news, attacking people's cars and tourists and women and trucks. Go to YouTube and type in Muslim migrants attack highways. And there's hundreds of videos where you see thousands of people pulling people out of their trucks, attacking them, just crazy stuff. And this is not your regular Muslim migrant, folks. These are people that invaded Syria, most of them. They got kicked out by the Russians. Now they're coming here. Plane loads come into the U.S. They don't even check their IDs. That's in the New York Daily News. That's in the New York Post. And no one gets in trouble. And then Donald Trump says we have to stop people coming in until they at least vet them. And then it's in the news. No, Obama won't even let governors know the names or the numbers. This is the suicide of the country, the suicide of Europe. Trump insider Roger Stone, I want to get back into the Bush crime family and recap what you were just breaking down and how big that is, and then I want to go to phone calls. But Donald Trump says the most common sense stuff you can imagine, and they turn it around and act like it's crazy.
Yeah, they try to say that it's so simple. It's so simple. Wait, it is simple. We need to seal our borders. Look what's happening in Cologne. You've got these hordes of people raping, killing, taking over public facilities, defecating in a child's pool. Raping people in the clubhouse
in mass.
This is what we have to look forward to in this country unless we secure our borders. So the fact that Trump it wants to make America safe again, not only great but safe again, driving the establishment and the globalists crazy because they see the hordes that are coming here. Only Trump will stop this. There's no American political figure, and I hate it when Trump refers to himself as a politician. He's the anti-politician. He is not a politician. He's a leader, and he's the leader America needs right now.
Well, he is the symbol now of nationalism. One of the few things I think he just gets a little wrong is this whole Apple thing. Because the FBI is like, can you just get this one phone for us? Well, there isn't a program for that yet. They can go to the phone company and get all the records and the ISP. So I think it's I mean, nobody's perfect. I just think he's a little wrong on that. He's right saying, hey, we know they're terrorists. We know they did this. Break into the phone. But they've misrepresented, the FBI has, what they're asking for, in my view.
Well, is Donald Trump perfect? No, he's not perfect. I'm sure if I looked at it, I'd find some areas that we disagree on. But on the big picture issues,
the establishment is scared white as a sheet.
Yeah, because he will refire and revitalize our economy. He will rebuild our military. He will seal our borders. And we will finally have a foreign policy that makes sense. We keep switching sides. We end up facing down the guns that we gave people or sold people.
Incredible.
All he wants to do is restore common sense to government.
You got cut off by the break. I want to go to phone calls again. Roger Stone, sure, our guest, StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The phenomenon, it's like being at the Grand Canyon, seeing what's politically happening. It's just epic. It's so big. It's so vast. You can't believe you're seeing it. It's like surreal. This Trump phenomenon was happening all over the world at the same time. Populism rising and the bizarre behavior of the left, like cult leaders. It is surreal for me. And then getting back into the Bushes, how you were involved, you know, running the recount for him, involved getting Herbert Walker elected, you know, inside Nixon, inside Reagan. Looking back, what would Ronald Reagan, Nixon, any of these men, who would you say was probably the most patriotic, best guy? And then what do you think they would think of what's happening now?
If Ronald Reagan were alive today, he'd be rolling in his grave. First of all, I think he knew that George H.W. Bush was the single largest mistake he ever made.
Well, he said he's a globalist trilateralist and didn't want him.
And what was his reward for picking Bush? They tried to kill him. And as I established in my book, the many, many ties between the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan and the Bush family.
That's got to scare them that you're such an insider saying
all
this.
Well, let's say two things. First of all, Hinckley is not the only gunman. Secondarily, there's more than five shots. Thirdly, they've never turned over the photographs that were taken of the crime scene. I went and obtained the actual photographs, the uncropped photographs from presidential photographer Michael Evans. Look at the big picture. You can see the second gunman. You can see him on the balcony up above the door. You can see the gun in his hand. The five shots.
And that's in your book. It's so amazing.
The five shots that Hinckley squeezed off at Reagan are all accounted for. None of them hit Ronald Reagan. Now,
and of course, Hinckley's family's meeting the day before with the Bushes in Colorado.
John Hinckley Sr., John Hinckley Jr.'s father, is not only a former CIA operative along with George W. Bush, but he's a major financier of Bush's political career. In 1964, 1966, 1970, 1980, he's described in the papers, in the newspapers, as a Reagan supporter. Never gave a dime to Ronald Reagan. It's disinformation.
You knew Ronald Reagan very well, and also Nixon. I guess you were closer to Nixon, though, right?
Nixon had a voracious interest in politics.
I mean, after he was out of office, he hung out with you.
We were very close friends. He made a mean Martini, I must tell you. The great thing about Nixon was he was not retrospective or introspective. But after he had a drink and a half, you could get him to talk about Alger Hiss, Dwight Eisenhower, Joe McCarthy. Believe me, he knows who killed John Kennedy. He's well aware that Lyndon Johnson killed John Kennedy. What was it that Nixon said to me? Lyndon and I both wanted to be president, he said. The difference was I wasn't willing to kill for it. He knows exactly who killed John Kennedy.
Wow, and that's directly, you're well known to be very good friends with the late Richard Nixon. Nixon wasn't perfect, but you look at the stuff he got in trouble for, having 100-and-something names of IRS stuff, not persecuting tens of thousands openly.
Look, he made major mistakes. Taking us off the gold standard, major mistake. The war on drugs, major mistake. But he did believe in American sovereignty. He believed in America.
Is that why there was an internal coup to just weaken the presidency at that time?
Sure, because you see, the war machine, the internationalists thought that in the election of Nixon, we would be able to prolong the Vietnam War in order to make more money.
But he ended it.
They got a dove. This guy was interested in peace and prosperity. He was very cleverly playing the Russians and the Chinese off against each other. That's not what they expected. They expected a dupe. So
he tried to be president. That's why they got rid of him.
He was a peacemaker. That's why they got rid of him. Now, that's not to say.
Well, they don't want Trump because he'd actually try to be president.
And he believes in American sovereignty. He's not prepared to.
And that's why we're in so much trouble. We're going to skip this break. I can't help it. That's why we're in so much trouble. Is that there's all these special interests who don't even have the same interest buying off chunks of everything, as you said, and so nothing seems to make sense or work because it only works for them to get more money. But there won't be anywhere to spend the money if we have war with Russia where you rob the middle class and the poor people and everything collapses. Then all your money's worthless, you morons.
Exactly.
The political class are a bunch of idiots.
Wait till Trump starts talking about monetary policy because he believes in a strong dollar. He understands the currency manipulation going on by the Chinese. He would make a dollar as good as gold or some other commodity again.
Let me ask you this question.
He's a Wharton graduate. Never think he doesn't understand the global and U.S. economy.
And he's lived in the real world. Big difference. And had to put up with government regulation.
Well, and he's not the toast of Wall Street. I'll tell you why. He made his money on bricks and mortar and land. He made his money in real estate, tangible, hard assets. This is not a guy who played the stock market.
And by the way, they put this lie out that he declared general bankruptcy. When I used to make a film, I'd get liability protection, I'd make a corporation, that's how you're supposed to do it, I'd put it out, and I never had to declare bankruptcy on that particular, but I knew folks that did. If it lost money, I would just roll it up because I had contracts to folks, that's what I had to do, and shut it down, and that project's bankrupt. That's what every film in Hollywood does. But see, they know the general public hasn't actually worked in a bunch of businesses. They don't know that Trump didn't declare general bankruptcy. He didn't declare that article. He did it specifically on projects that didn't work.
Well, and most specifically, his casino empire, which was destroyed by the state of New Jersey, by government policy. They have no airport. There's no way to get there. Their policies destroyed his business. So he used a legitimate business tactic. He filed for Chapter 11 to protect his employees, to protect his business interests. But the canard that Donald Trump personally filed for bankruptcy four times, that's an establishment lie. Promulgated again by Marco Rubio last night.
Yeah, it's not general bankruptcy. It's specific company.
Yeah. You know what? I want a president that smart. I want a president who will protect the American economy the way Donald Trump protected his businesses.
Well, the globalists admit they went Cloward and Piven. They want us poor. Like Obama said, you can't have cars or air conditioning while he's on a jumbo jet. These people are. It'd be one thing if they were living in a shack saying we've all got to be poor for the earth. I'm not going to put up with these pigs telling me they're these loving socialists. I mean, look what we've got. It's amazing. I want to go to phone calls here, but finishing up on the Bushes, you're saying, is the dynasty dead or is it hanging on by its fingernails? Because the archetype of George Herbert Walker, the former CIA director, the guy involved in the Kennedy assassination, out there looking like he didn't know what planet he was on. I have respect for my elders. But at the same time, them rolling him out, was that indicative of the dying Bush dynasty?
The Bush dynasty is far from dead. These people, if they are nothing else, they're relentless. Look at it this way. George H.W. Bush ran for vice president in 1968, 1972, 1974, 1976, and then he finally got there in 1980. Now, Alex, no one runs for vice president. No one. Other than Lyndon Johnson. Why did he run?
Because he wanted to take over.
He had a plan. That's why his right-hand man, Bobby Baker, says on the day John Kennedy is inaugurated, what does he say? John Kennedy will not fill out his term, and he will die a violent death.
And the Bushes sat at the knee of LBJ and the CIA and the op run right here in Austin, Texas.
This is precisely why the Bushes maneuvered relentlessly through the 60s and 70s and 80s for the vice presidency.
I mean, I actually know, folks, you know, let's just say Johnson family, some of the folks, and it's like well known. Of course he was killed. And I know some of the big Republicans, and I've been on a plane with them before, flying in out of Dallas. They're like, of course we killed that son of a bitch. I mean, they all brag about it.
Well, as you know, the KGB conducted their own independent investigation. J. Edgar Hoover says to Lyndon Johnson in a memo that was declassified in 1985, well, Mr. President, the Soviets did their own investigation. You know what they concluded? You did it. You did it, Mr. President. The French, they did their own investigation at the request of Jackie Kennedy. You know what they determined? Lyndon Johnson did it. Sure, the Central Intelligence Agency is involved. Sure, the mob was involved. Sure, Big Texas Oil was involved.
That's who you always use.
What's their common thread? Their common thread is Lyndon Baines Johnson.
He was the mastermind.
Absolutely. He was the indispensable.
Well, I mean, I've interviewed before she died. It was on his mistress.
Yes,
you know, they kept over there at the at the Cattleman's Suite over at the Driscoll.
Yes.
Nice place to stay, by the way. And, boy, I tell you, I mean, he just walked right out and said, after tomorrow, that son of a bitch will never embarrass me again.
He said it to her twice, actually. He said it the night before and the following morning. He said, after today, those Irish mafia sons of bitches won't be down on me anymore. So, there's just no question. Remember, in 1963 in Texas, murder's a state crime. Who controls the Dallas police? Who controls the Dallas district attorney? Who has control of the investigation?
Well, LBJ was just an Oakland gangster. He was Dixie Mafia.
Well, he was on the pad for the mob. He was being paid through a man named Jack Halfer, who he pardoned immediately after becoming president.
Well, my grandmother knew him.
He was a major water carrier for Big Texas Oil. And as far as the CIA is concerned, as the Senate majority leader, he has the authority to appoint himself to a committee. Now, the majority leader never serves on a committee of the U.S. Senate. But Johnson appointed himself to the subcommittee of the Defense Appropriations Committee that controlled the CIA budgets. He's the paymaster for the CIA.
I want to go to calls, but I got a question for you later. All these top generals, every special forces person I meet, including officers, they all say there's a counter coup in the government against Obama and the globalists take down America. They're all behind Trump. They say he's for real. That's got to scare the power structure that the guys that actually do the hanging are saying they're not going to play ball with going after Trump or anybody.
I think that's exactly true. Look, they're losing their control. That's why they're in a panic. That's why I'm being banned by CNN. It's why I'm being banned by MSNBC. Both laughable because they very rarely interviewed me to begin with.
And their audiences are very small.
And because they know that the truth is dangerous to them. Look, everything you need to know to defeat Hillary Clinton is in my book. The epic rape by Bill, the cover-up by Hillary, the Clintons' abandoned son, their African-American son, who they threw away.
And I know how they work with the Bushes. Both books dovetail together. I read them both. They're unbelievable pieces of history. Infowarsstore.com to get those, because I'm an expert on all this stuff. And I'd forgotten so much was in these books and even learned more. It's simply amazing. And I even had family down here in Texas when a lot of this was going on. That was involved in different agencies and things, and they just say this stuff is dead on, ladies and gentlemen. All right, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to start going to calls. I appreciate everybody holding. Doug, Sean, Kristen, Alex, Tommy. Who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest here, Harmon? All right, Alex. We're going to go to Alex in California. Alex, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Appreciate your show. And just a little bit of background. I'm a freelance writer and journalist reporter from the LA area. In 2008, I covered a story that was featured in your police state film. It was about the DUI checkpoint in San Bernardino that they did where their Marines were there. So I just want to say, you know, I believe a lot of what you're saying. I really do.
You're the journalist I had on about the Marines running the armed checkpoints in California. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in 2000, it was in your
film. I remember you. How are you doing? I remember your voice.
Nice.
Sure. So what's your question or comment for Stone?
Well, I have a question and comment, kind of. First, I just want to say to Roger Stone, you know, even though I believe a lot of what you guys are saying about Trump, there's a couple of things I find problematic, and I really wanted to get your thinking and kind of...
Sure, get it out there, brother.
Lay it on me.
There's a lot of talk on social media just around a lot of people that, you know, a lot of these racist groups like KKK, neo-Nazi groups, the Westboro Baptist
Church... Those groups are run by the... Those people are run by the Democratic Party and always have been. It's come out every time they're run by the feds. There isn't one Nazi group out there that isn't chaired and run by one of these people in the government. It's a total dialectic. Just like George Soros finances Black Lives Matter, the very same foundations run the white supremacists. That's why you go to white supremacist websites, they hate me more than Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. You want to comment on that?
Go ahead with your question.
No, I agree. I'm just wondering, will Trump ever, you know, respond to this? Because I think what's happening...
Why should he? It's like responding to dog crap.
They're being used to discredit him. This is an old trick. So you saw a big story. David Duke endorses Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump doesn't endorse David Duke. That's a canard. It's an attempt to destabilize Trump. Donald Trump is not a racist. He is not a big...
He's the guy that buys the famous golf courses that are white only and opens it up.
And formed a club in Palm Beach to admit Jews because the big clubs wouldn't admit...
He's a rebel, folks. I've been studying it.
And he has created thousands of jobs for black people, thousands of jobs for Hispanics. Donald Trump stands for opportunity. He stands for prosperity.
But, I mean, listen, I haven't found a white supremacist group that's on TV that isn't run by the feds. I mean, literally, I've gone out and protested them, and it looks like an ADL meeting. I mean, if those guys are Nazis up on stage, I'm an Easter Bunny. I mean, I'm sorry. It's totally fake. It's a dirty trick, folks.
But thanks for your question.
You got a comment. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I take that into account, what you're saying, but I just feel like, you know, I feel like Trump would be better if he addressed this and kind of made it public that he wasn't, because I feel like, for the most part, people don't hear that from him, even though it may be true. I feel like...
No, I hear you, but here's the deal. Then there'll be more groups that come out, and, you know, then the child molester group, financed by the Democrats, will come out. They'll have to say, I'm not for child molesters. It's a tactic. He just needs to be confident and move forward, but I hear your point. Here's the bottom line, Alex. The power structure is literally crapping their diapers over Donald Trump. I hate to be gross, but that's the allegory. That's why they're so scared. And he's talking about 9/11 truth, audit the Federal Reserve, don't let mega corporations be tax exempt, have national sovereignty, anti-globalism, don't have war with Russia, don't fund and run ISIS, on and on and on, cut taxes on poor people.
Make the hedge fund operators pay their
Absolutely. We'll be back with more calls with Roger Stone.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Back with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. We sell both of his books at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we have 30% off Leap Year Special running till Monday. We've never done a sale this big. And free shipping on top of 30% off. And that's on top of the discounts that are already there. We're losing money on at least 20 items in the store, but we're still doing it. 30% off Brain Force, 30% off Super Female Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, Winter Sun, Secret 12, Oxy Powder, Liver Shield. Biggest sale ever, only runs, because even during the money bomb, we did 25% off and free shipping. This is 30% off and free shipping. The new joint formula, the lung cleanse, colloidal silver, everything, and the little profit we make helps fund the operation. Quite frankly, it's capitalism. A sale this big, we bring in less money per item but make more overall to fund the operation. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have the Hillary for Prison T-shirts as well. The last one sold out. That was limited edition. The new one is in. And we also just have so many other great items there at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, I was trying to mention all the incredibly patriotic, nationalistic, just brave things Trump's doing. He says, hey, if I get elected, I will prosecute Hillary Clinton. I mean, you talk about asking for it. I guess he just knows he's risking his life. And so he's going all out. I mean, get us inside Trump's mind, and then I want to go to some more calls here, and we have a guest popping in.
Can you imagine any other conventional political figure, any career politician, having the courage to say that? I mean, Hillary Clinton can be prosecuted for multiple crimes. There is no question, first of all, that one does not even have to prove intent. There can be criminal negligence in her misuse of top secret documents. The evidence is overwhelming. There's no lack of evidence of guilt. That's before you even touch the Clinton Foundation, before you even touch the fact that the Clinton Foundation is a $2 billion global fraud. It is a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. And here's the best part. You know who's legally culpable? You know who signed all those fraudulent reports? Chelsea Clinton. So you can warm her jail cell up, too.
Wow. And again, you've been the consummate insider, but always promoted kind of Barry Goldwater libertarian ideas since you got in. I know you're a fan of Goldwater. You finally just broke on the system. When was the moment that you became such a resistor? I mean, just putting out the most hardcore books and material about the power structure ever.
The Iraq War was what did it for me. See, until then, I didn't really understand the big picture. Once it became clear to me that we were rushing to war on false pretenses, I realized that the mistake of George W. Bush was an enormous mistake. And I had to atone for it in some way. And that's when I started talking about what I had seen and what I'd heard, and I began putting the big picture together. I don't regret anything that I've written, I intend to write more. I'm going to continue to pursue this. I started 2 years ago with the idea that we were going to be facing a Bush Clinton choice, which is kind of a heads I win, tails you lose election, and that had to be blunted. And the only guy who could do it, the only guy with the name ID and the stature and the gravitas and, frankly, the guts, the courage to do it was Donald Trump. Now, last night in the debate, a great deal was made in the fact that Trump gave $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation. In all honesty, he thought he was giving to a charity. He didn't know they were going to steal the money, but think about
it. Plus, that was years ago. He was in New York.
Even better. Therefore, he has the standing to sue them for fraud and use the lawsuit this fall to open up the entire Clinton Foundation. That's a strength, folks, not a weakness. He was defrauded. He's not happy about it. He thought he was helping poor children abroad. He didn't know that they were going to steal the money.
He thought he was helping kids in Haiti.
He didn't know that they were going to steal the money. So his support for the Clinton Foundation, however motivated.
Well, that's one thing about Trump, though. He wouldn't tell people he's being audited until they brought it up, like he'd done something bad. He's being persecuted. He wouldn't bring it up, but I know it's leaked out that he gives a lot to charity and then never talks about it.
And he has helped people not only through charities, but individual pieces. Everybody knows the story about his limousine breaking down on the side of the road. Some folks pull over to help him. They help him get to the next stop. The next day, he finds out who they are, and he pays their mortgage off. That's Donald Trump. This is a guy who cares about working people.
I'll say this. Watching him on TV shows and stuff, he came off kind of as fake. But then when I see him with those crowds and those people, he is really responding to it. And really, you can tell, almost has tears in his eyes. So I think we're seeing a metamorphosis of Trump, too. You've known him for 4 years, but is he not accelerating his development right now?
This is a man who has never had a cigarette, who's never had a drink, who's never touched any drugs. So he's Spartan in that sense. He doesn't.
Wow, Donald Trump doesn't drink.
Not a drop. Never had a drop in his entire life. Doesn't believe in it. Encourages children not to drink. He is someone who, in all honesty, he doesn't enjoy the company of billionaires. He doesn't like hanging out with the hotshots. I'll tell you what he does like. He likes a good cheeseburger. He likes hanging out with working people. He likes regular people. He relates more to blue-collar workers than he does the members of his own high-class
club. That's what folks have said, separate from the campaign, that works in the buildings and on sites. They say treats everybody really good.
And he's funny. He's entertainment. He's fun to be with.
I like the fact that he makes those risque jokes. He's being real.
You know what? He likes a beautiful woman. He likes women. He's a devoted family man.
Well, that's evil nowadays.
No, he's a devoted family man. His wife, by the way, is a wonderful woman.
She did really good on TV.
Cultured, intelligent, speaks five
Let's
languages.
Let's go to a couple more calls because we've got, we're going to go to your calls after Robert Perry. I wanted to get Robert Perry to pop in. He's on the air with Roger Stone and Alex Jones. It's a total Donald Trump love fest right now, and I'll tell you why. He's in the arena. He's doing stuff nobody's ever done, but we're about to go to him in a moment. First, Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, one of our reporters, had a question for you before we go to Mr. Perry on the Russia situation. That ties into Trump as well. Russia reportedly threatening to use tactical nukes against Saudi Arabia or Turkey if they send in a huge ground invasion. Notice as soon as that came out, they've got a peace deal going, but we'll talk to Mr. Perry. I appreciate joining us here in just a moment. Joe Biggs, what's your question?
All right, it's from Mr. Stone. I was kind of curious, today it's all over the news right now that Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey has come out and endorsed Donald Trump. Do you think this is a good thing for Donald or not?
I actually think it is a good thing. I know that the Rubio people, with an assist from the Bushes, were trying desperately to get his support. But I would point out to you that Chris Christie is a very close friend of Marianne Trump Barry, who's a very distinguished federal judge, Donald's sister, one of the finest women that I have ever known. The Christie endorsement of Trump is a chink in the armor of the establishment. I'm glad to have his support because we're going to a convention that is going to be a vicious fight. This is why I'm trying to recruit the best parliamentarians, the best floor operatives. I've been to every Republican National Convention since 1964. I have worked the floor in the conventions in 72, 76, 80, 84, 88. So I know my way around the convention floor. They have the troops. They have the experts. That's why I've got to go to my Rolodex. I've got to recruit people who've been out of the system for a while but know these rules even better than I do. I've got to find a place to house them. I'll get no cooperation from the Republican National Committee. There'll be no hotel rooms in Cleveland for the Trumpites. That I can assure you. That's why I set up StopTheSteal.org. I got to raise a little bit of money to pull some of the conservative activists, some of the real pioneers.
I think you can probably recruit Buchanan.
I have no doubt about that. Pat Buchanan is a friend of mine, going back to the Nixon days. He's a real patriot, and I have no doubt that he will be on the front lines.
All right. Good question, Beggs. We'll have you popping in also in the fourth hour today. And, of course, Nightly News tonight, 7. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're going to cover your speech tomorrow at Brave New Books. And we're going to have excerpts of that Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I want to go to our guest, who I appreciate coming on the broadcast today. I want to go over several issues with him. Here's the article. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about it and the report written for Consortium News. And, of course, Robert Parry is the editor of ConsortiumNews.com, and he has worked with Press TV, Newsweek, PBS Frontline, Bloomberg News, you name it. And he's a author and an investigative journalist. And he reportedly has talked to some of the Russian insiders about their strategy in Syria and how serious this has gotten with Turkey still shelling, even as Russia tries to make a peace deal with the U.S. brokering it, Saudi Arabia threatening to launch ground war. And Russia made this threat reportedly 2 days after Saudi ministers said, we now have nukes from Pakistan, we're ready to use them. So if the Saudis are crazy enough to start a nuclear war with Russia, somebody needs to stop them. But, of course, Mr. Parry also helped expose Iran-Contra and a lot more. So he's been an investigative journalist for a long time. Robert, thanks for coming on. You're on with Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, who obviously Trump is against war with Russia and what's happening in Syria. So we appreciate you coming on. What did this Russian insider specifically tell you, and what's changed since a week ago with the Russians wanting a peace deal? Is that because they're concerned about Saudi Arabia?
Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's good to hear Roger, too. Well, basically, this source who's close to Putin told me at this point when things were at a crisis stage, Turkey was threatening to do a full-scale invasion of Syria. The Saudis were also eager to go in and join them. They wanted the United States to be part of this invasion. And the Russians have, according to the source, about 20,000 total personnel. Obviously, some are frontline troops and some are support people. And so the Russians were facing the possibility of annihilation of those people. And even though it's a violation somewhat of their general idea of when they would use nuclear weapons, I was told by the source that Putin made it clear to the Turks that if these 20,000 or so Russians were about to be annihilated, that the Russians were prepared to use tactical nuclear weapons to stop this invasion. Now, shortly after that, President Obama apparently was persuasive enough with the Turks and the Saudis to at least calm them down. He didn't flatly forbid them from invading, I was told, but he made it clear the United States would not join them, and that really created some space for Secretary of State Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov to hammer out this partial ceasefire that's supposed to go into effect tomorrow or over the weekend.
Well, obviously, you've broke a lot of big stories over the years. You've got a lot of credibility. But right after you put this out, and we have the Saudis threatening to use nukes, which is unprecedented, admitting they have them, and all this, to then see suddenly a brokerage deal happening shows just how serious, how close to midnight we've gotten, and shows how dangerous this situation is. Russia with total sanctions now on Turkey. And Russia, more credibility to what you're saying, because the Saudis have already said it, is remember 888 when the West basically went into Georgia and went all the way up to South Ossetia and Abkhazia and killed all those Russian troops in that demilitarized zone at the UN base. The Russians came in with medium-range nukes and said we'll use them if NATO doesn't pull out, and NATO did. Dick Cheney blinked. So it shows the insane brinksmanship, and Obama, to a great extent, is being advised by the neocons. And these people are insane, and none of them have been in the military. And it's our military that continues. And I've had Colonel Schaefer on years before Cy Hurst came on and said, General Dempsey told Obama 3 years ago, you're not sending ground troops in, and we're not bombing for Al-Qaeda. So, again, there's this not mutiny, because we have a globalist mutiny over America. We have the military, never before in U.S. history at this level, actually holding back the neocons. I want you to comment on that, Robert Parry of ConsortiumNews.com. But first, Mr. Stone, your take on what I just said.
Well, first of all, let me say I followed Robert's career for many years, and I'm a big fan of the incredibly seminal work you did on Iran-Contra. Really first rate. And I'm delighted to be with you today. I think that if you look at all these foreign countries, many of them fear the rise of Trump, because now you finally have a world leader who is unbought and unbossed, whose only responsibility would be to the American people.
And who doesn't want nuclear war?
And who does not want nuclear war. Even last night, his comments about the Middle East shows that he is dedicated to peace. Donald Trump understands that the only people who benefit from war are the munitions manufacturers. So I think...
And the munitions are too big now. We have to stop that business.
The political class is petrified about an American president who puts America first, and whose fundamental a principle of foreign policy would be simple. Is it in the interests of the United States?
Absolutely. Mr. Parry?
In that sense, as Roger points out, Trump is really sort of a realist, and realists have become an endangered species in Washington, where the neoconservatives and the liberal interventionist sidekicks that they have essentially taken over the establishment on foreign policy. And so the old realists, who did exactly as Roger said, always weighed American interests against getting involved. And this goes back really to the beginning of the country when Washington and Adams and Jefferson said, you know, avoid foreign entanglements.
That's right.
And John Quincy Adams said, it's not our job to go search for the world for monsters. That's sort of been lost.
Yeah, we now do the opposite of that. That's all we do.
Yeah,
I think to pick up on Roger's point, that there is now an hysteria going on. If you read the Washington Post, which is now dominated by neoconservative writers, their op-ed pages, their editorial page and op-ed pages are pretty heavily neoconservative. There are a few token liberals here or there, but mostly neoconservatives. And so you have this hysteria going on that what will Trump do? And I think they are afraid that he will shatter the establishment as we've seen it for a number of years now, and possibly bring back some of this more practical, pragmatic thinking about American foreign policy.
And that really scares them. A lot of libertarians, a lot of real liberals, a lot of professors, even Cub Pink is liking him now, because who wants a nuclear war? Roger?
No, you make a very good point. Look, the Washington Post is literally the single worst newspaper in the United States. The infiltration of the Washington Post by the Central Intelligence Agency,
Naval Intelligence,
goes back to the 60s. I have a 5,000 word monograph coming shortly on Bob Woodward, which completely exposes him as the fraud and the liar that he is. You'll be able to buy that at Amazon.com in about 2 weeks. I put a lot of work into this, but people need to realize that nothing Bob Woodward reports is the truth.
Total operative.
Literally nothing.
Who commands him today, though? We know it was Naval Intelligence and CIA to take down Nixon, but because they wanted to cover up the Kennedy thing. Who runs it now?
I think today he does it for the money, to be all honest. I think he's in it for the money. But this guy has a very, very tenuous relationship with the truth, and he needs to be completely unmasked. This is a guy who claimed that he snuck into Bill Casey's hotel room, and then Bill Casey, the former CIA director, confessed everything about Iran-Contra. I knew Bill Casey. I know his wife, Bernadette. I know his children. I know his daughter. At that point, Bill Casey could no longer speak. It's a lie. It's a complete lie.
Oh, wow. I tell you, this is just epic radio today. Mr. Pari, I want to apologize, too, today that I kind of cut your time short. I really appreciate you joining us. Can I get you back on for a full 30 minutes or an hour next week?
Sure, Alex. I'll be around.
Well, you just do a great job at Consortium News. Everybody needs to visit it, consortiumnews.com. I'm going to put you on the phone with Nico and set you up for a full 30 minutes or hour, whatever you'd like to do next week. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, he breaks really big news. And, of course, thank God we didn't have nuclear war last week. But it's just these neocons will kill us all if we let them continue to control things. And they run the Democrats as well to a great extent. We're going to come back with two segments with Roger Stone. And I promise, go to your phone calls. Sean, you're up next. Doug, Kristen, Chris, Tommy, stay with us.
Just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Please repeat that. Roger Stone's our guest. David Knight's coming up. I don't want to exhaust this guy, but I may take him right into the third hour with David Knight. So David's got some questions. We'll have you out here about 15 after, and we can eat that good German Texas barbecue we got back there waiting right now. German recipes, but cooked over there at Vic's by great Mexican folks. It is about as good as it gets. So I'm going to be, there's a plug for Vic's. But we're going to be going 15 minutes to the next hour. And I want to go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. You were making a wonderful, wonderful point of hypocrisy when I was talking about how we have the number one story on the Internet, according to Google Analytics, for a day with the New York Times writer calls for assassination of Trump. And then you pointed out something about that guy I forgot about.
Well, there's this fellow named Wilson who is a faux political consultant out of Tallahassee, Florida. This guy goes on Twitter and he calls for someone to put a bullet in Donald Trump. He also accuses, on Twitter, he accuses my friend Ann Coulter of having anal sex with Donald Trump. He's still on CNN, but I've been banned because what I said about Anna Navarro.
As dumb as dog poo.
Dumber. Is offensive. That's offensive. Just goes to show you the double standard there.
CNN had three guests on there. Buzz Bissinger, Piers Morgan, and the ambassador's daughter, whatever that girl's name is, saying, let's kill Alex, let's dress up in uniforms, he needs to be murdered. Let's kill him. And it's all cute and funny. What is their problem? If I said that, I'd be arrested.
This is Soviet-style censorship. They fear what we know. They fear what we have to say. They fear the fact that they can no longer contain the truth about the Clintons and their various crimes. They can no longer contain the truth about the Bushes and how the Bushes and the Clintons are in it together.
And don't they get that Trump is a manifestation, a focal point of the anger? It's not going away. They ought to just run up the white flag and run to a foreign country immediately.
Look, there's two people I want to thank. First of all, I want to thank the Pope from the bottom of my heart. He really helped propel Donald Trump
and now Vicente Fox
to a massive victory. And then Vicente Fox, he and his brother have been heavily involved in the drug trade, but I want to thank him also because all they're helping do is make Americans realize that only Trump, the guy they're vicious,
that we're run by a bunch of foreigners, that we're chumps.
Yep.
We're being colonialized by every crook and scumbag out there.
Yep.
Well said. Wow. Let's go to Sean in Florida. You're on the air along the same line. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm actually calling from Clearwater, Florida, right where the guys were trained at PIE Airport while on Rubio's watch. But, you know, I was kind of assessing the same thing and thinking to myself, why would Rubio be running for second place, obviously, to get to a broker convention? But my understanding, the three options that they have at a broker convention, all three of those will lead to probably civil revolution. So I'm wondering, do you guys think that somebody would actually take a chance to off him? I know that they've kind of heightened the...
Oh, I guarantee you the Clinton Club and others are sitting around right now. By the way, Trump came out and questioned Scalia. Now he learns the secret society. I guarantee you they are thinking about how to get away with it. Mr. Stone?
Well, I've been encouraged not to talk about Trump's security. He has very, very good people around him. Believe me, he doesn't completely trust just there's protection of the Secret Service. He has his own security detail, and they're the very best. But Trump is a courageous man. He's a bold guy. He knows that this is dangerous. He knows he's taking his life in his hands. He loves his country. He's ready to do something about it. Here, of course, is the real point. If they wrenched the nomination from Trump through some phony brokered convention, and they managed to deliver the nomination to a Marco Rubio, who really is just carrying the Bush agenda in a more attractive package, or they delivered it to Mitt Romney, of course they would destroy the value of the Republican nomination. Of course they would lose a general election, but that's perfectly all right with them because the Republican establishment would be more comfortable with a Hillary Clinton presidency than they would be with a
Donald Trump. That's why we've heard that from Glenn Beck, that mental patient, I'm sorry. That's why we've heard it from Glenn Beck. That's why we've heard it from Karl Rove. We've heard it from all of them that Hillary's better. These people are traitors.
There's no question about it.
By the way, what's wrong? I don't want to bash him, but what is wrong with Glenn Beck? I mean, he literally sounds like a Fruit Loop these days.
He seems to be in the enthrall of Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz is, of course, a globalist. His wife's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Stay there, sir. Back in 70 seconds with Doug, Kristen, Chris, Tommy, and others. And then I'm just going to keep this guy in here as long as I can. David Knight's coming up out of the other studio in the fourth hour. We're going to let David get a few questions in. Stay with us. StoneZone.com, by the way.